Please turn your Bibles to Psalm 46. Sorry, Psalm 46. Okay, here we go. Agnostic writer G.H. Wells said, God is an ever absentee help in times of trouble. He was wrong. Psalm 46:48 grew out of a marvelous miracle in Israel's history. Hezekiah was the king of Judah when the Assyrians invaded the land. The king took the crisis to the Lord, and he protected Israel. One morning, 185,000 Assyrians died by the hand of the Lord's angel. We too can be strong because of the divine resources God gives us. Point number one, God is our refuge. We need not fear. In verses 1 to 3, it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed and the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. He is available, sufficient, and abundantly available help in trouble. God's people go through trouble. Sometimes it's because we've been disobedient. Sometimes it's because we've been disobedient. Yeah. And sometimes it's because we need to be strengthened and helped. Have you fled to your refuge? Hide in him to gain the strength and grace you need to go back and face your responsibilities. Point number two, God is our strength. We need not faint. In verses 4 through 7 it says, there is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved. He uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. We go from the turbulent scene, verse 2, to the quiet scene, verse 4. Jerusalem was not established beside a river. To compensate, Hezekiah built an underground water system that brought water into the city. Similarly, we must live on hidden resources. We can't depend on the world around us or other people. When you trust Jesus as your Savior, God puts an abundant well of living water within you. While the world has only broken cisterns, the fountain of living water becomes a river. It is from Jesus that we get the spiritual resources we need. Are you drinking today at that river? Get your eyes off the sinking world around you and remember that God is your strength. Point number three. God is a very present hope. We need not fret. In verses 8 through 11 it says, come, behold the works of the Lord, what desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh the wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God, and he will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Be still means to take your hands off and let God be God. So often we fear about his timing and methods. Fretting leaves us vulnerable to the devil's attacks. We should stand still, be still, and sit still. Our life depends on the hidden resources God gives us. We need to be sure to take our strength and nourishment from God's spiritual resources, which are found in Jesus Christ. He is our refuge and strength. In Philippians 4:13, it says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. In Philippians 4:19, it says, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So, number one, God is our refuge, the place to run for safety. Number two, God is our strength. Number three, God is present. Right now, and right here, to help us. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please help us to be nourished by you, and please help us to be filled with your living water. And please help us to reach out to the world. Please help us to be a light in a dark place. In your name, amen.